I said many days ago that relaxation is in the family of letting go. Liberation is in the same family as liberation. Relaxation is in the same family as liberation. They're all closely related. So to not overlook the value of relaxation as containing some of the qualities of liberation itself. And to demythologize liberation, we could call it full relaxation. So to begin with relaxing by traveling around your body to see where there might be some tension. And gently, just gaze upon the tension without relaxing it at first. And the gaze of just looking, watching tension perhaps you can notice a gentle separation between the knowing of tension and the tension. Where you're not so identified with the tension. Knowing the tension and feeling the tension. Seeing as you gaze upon it, before the relaxation starts, before you do the relaxation, does the tension itself begin to lessen, to fade away, or loosen, or does your any kind of extra concern, identification, or attachment in relationship to tension, does it fade at all? And gently choose to relax. Choose to relax in a relaxed way. And let your attention roam around your body to see where you might be able to feel tension. And take the time to first see it. No hurry to relax. Take the time to see it in a way that the knowing, the seeing, is independent or separate from the tension. maybe even gazing upon it kindly. And it's choosing something wholesome to do, to gaze upon tension kindly, non-reactively. Just know it and feel it. And to see what it does, even without you relaxing. Does any of it relax on its own? The fading away. And then if it seems easy enough to relax, choose to relax to whatever degree you can, or choose to soften around the tension. And to also notice any tension in the mind, any hardening or pushing pressure. And again, just to know it as a separation, an independence found between knowing and the tension itself. Choosing just to know it simply, maybe gazing upon mental tension kindly. Choosing to watch it, or a sustained feeling of it. Not in a hurry to relax. Knowing how it is and what happens to the tension in the mind. As it's known, seen, and felt. Does it get stronger or weaker? Stay the same? And if it feels right, you could also take time to relax the mind. But relaxing in a wholesome way, not attached to the results. Letting there be a relaxing that is kind. Maybe loving. Lovingly doing something nice for yourself. The relaxing of mental tension. And is there any tension or pressure or hardness associated with the doing of the practice, with being the doer of practice? And it might be possible sometimes to have the knowing of that tension of doing the practice, or the tension of being the doer, be separate from the knowing of that tension. So we're not so identified with being the doer, or with doing the doing. It's seen and known and felt. And if it seems appropriate, a choice to relax that tension. And might there be a very simple place within of knowing your breathing that is free of the tension of doing, being the doer? Maybe a profound place within that's tension-free. Feeling, sensing the body breathing. Feeling and knowing without grasping, without attachment of any type, knowing, a feeling, sensing with an open hand, an open heart, an open mind, playing your breathing. Letting go with the exhale. Gently feeling the end of the exhale, where the exhale ceases before the inhale begins. If there is a ceasing, a stopping between exhaling and inhale, let go into the bottom of that. When the inhale begins and grows, there is at the same time the ceasing of the exhale. Inhale occurs, surrounded by the vast expanse of all that has ceased at that moment. wherever there is non-clinging. There is the cessation of clinging. The absence of clinging. And if there is anything we cling to, any tension we have, it exists in a vast expanse of non-clinging. Of a soft cessation. Of things stopped. Allow for letting go, for release, letting go into cessation of clinging. Letting go through the bottom of all things. And then if you would like to prepare for the end of the sitting, you might take a few gently big breaths, feeling your body. Or maybe you'll prefer not to do that. just to stay the way you are. Maybe you'd like to bow with me as I bow to end this sitting. You prefer not to bow. Maybe all things have already ended. The ending where there is no beginning and end. Just now. Thank you for this time together. With appreciation, I bow. So on this day of practice, give yourself lots of time to practice, to be mindful. So much time that maybe the notion of time disappears. There's just this. Maybe give yourself the time so that your practice of mindfulness, investigation, effort, so that your joy and tranquility, samadhi and equanimity can be supported by and informed by separation, independence. Fading away. Cessation. Letting go. Staying maybe close to that place of being. Where all things cease. Have ceased. Where all things exist. Where clinging is absent. Thank you.